Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our word today comes from the book of Matthew, 14th chapter, verses 13 through 21.
Okay.
That is the gospel according to Matthew, 14th chapter, verses 13 through 21. Mm-hmm. I am reading from the NIV Bible. Mm-hmm. When Jesus heard what had happened, meaning the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Mm-hmm. Hearing of this, the crowd followed him on foot from the towns. Mm-hmm. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them, mm-hmm. and he healed their sick. Mm-hmm. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowd away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Mm-hmm. Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. Mm-hmm. You give them something to eat."
Okay.
"We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish," they answered. Mm-hmm. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Mm-hmm. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. I want to speak today on the topic, fellowship is a good thing. Amen. Fellowship is a good thing. We often talk about the miracles of the 5 loaves and 2 fish feeding a multitude. But there is more to this scripture than this miracle. Let's dive into this. Jesus previously had heard that John the Baptist had been beheaded in verse 13. After he took a moment to mourn, he saw a large crowd and had compassion for them. Jesus healed the sick prior to the miracle. Mm-hmm. Verse 15 states, as the evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowd away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Mm-hmm. The disciples were ready to get rid of the multitude. The real reason why they wanted to get rid of them was because, well, number one, they didn't want to share their food, having only 5 loaves and 2 fish.
Okay.
They were being selfish, pun intended, mm-hmm. and had no problem sending them away hungry. Mm-hmm. Now, if you think about it for a second, mm-hmm. 5 loaves, 2 fish.
Mm-hmm.
They're being selfish, not wanting to share that, but they never thought the fact that if 12 of them plus Jesus, 13 people, you might be able to squeeze the bread through 13 people. But unless the fish are like real, real big, it's not going to feed 13 people. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
So they were being selfish really for no reason at all. Somewhere along the line, Jesus still would have had to perform a miracle for them to eat.
Yeah.
You got me?
Yeah.
The second thing was, they did not want to fellowship with the multitude.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to eat with Jesus like they always had, but not with the multitude.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The third reason, they were acting like they were better than the crowd, the multitude, who were just regular folks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16 states, Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." Jesus' reply to his disciples has several meanings. First meaning, Jesus knew what was in the hearts of his disciples.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew that they were being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, Jesus knew that they didn't want to eat with the regular folk. They thought they were too good. So they said that the people had to go.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Number three, he told them to give them something to eat, meaning share your food.
Yes, sure.
If you notice, he made them share the food.
Yes.
They didn't want to.
Yes.
The disciples tried to explain the reason for them wanting to leave, wanting the people to leave in verse 17. He said, they said, we have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
That's right.
Jesus ignored their excuse. Mm-hmm. Okay, because that's what it was. It was an excuse. Mm-hmm. And he stated the following, verses 18 and 19. Jesus said, bring them here to me, he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven. He gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people.
Okay.
You see, Jesus performed the miracle by increasing the amount of food and made the disciples distribute the food themselves. Hmm. He wasn't allowing the disciples any excuses or reasons for sending the people away, and made the disciples get off their high horse, okay, to feed the people.
Yes.
Okay? Verses 20 and 21 states, they all ate and were satisfied. Hmm. And the disciples picked up 12 baskets of broken food that was left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men besides women and children.
Mm-hmm.
Now in verse 21, it states that they all ate and were satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus had fellowship not only with his disciples, but he fellowshiped with the multitude. People forget this part. Now, Jesus could have been bougie because he was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He was better than all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't get up on his high horse. He said, you know what? Let's eat. So everybody ate and he ate with them. He probably mingled around, you know, on the lawn, on the grass, and ate with them, you know, conversed with them, spent some time with them. He took time out of his day to do that. He could have went by himself and ate. He could have just ate with his 12. But he said, no, you know what? I'm going to eat with everybody.
Hmm.
Okay?
Amen.
And isn't that great?
Yes.
So, Jesus did this because, number one, he was setting an example for the disciples, as well as us, not to think too highly of ourselves. Who are we to think that because we are saved, we are too good to be around regular folk? You hear me? Sometimes we will not be around our own relatives because they might not think like us, may not be saved like us, or we won't hang around non-believers, right?
That is true.
We get bougie. Okay, that's what it is. Now, we'd like to want to be around people that are like us.
Yeah, human nature.
You know, it's just human nature. Jesus didn't act this way, and he is Christ, okay? He's our example. If you think about it, it really makes no sense to isolate ourselves from regular folks.
Mm-hmm.
We should be an example to the non-believer.
Yes.
Isn't that what it's all about?
That's right.
We might be the only light or example of God that they encounter.
That's right.
Right? When we are not around regular folks, then what other example do they have?
That is true.
Let's not forget, this is very important. Let's not forget, before we were saved, we were regular folk, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So who are we to judge? You with me?
I am.
Amen. Jesus was setting an example for the disciples as well as for us, not to be selfish and think better of ourselves. See, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And the disciples was anything but cheerful.
Mm-hmm.
That they didn't want to give, okay? The disciples were probably mumbling among themselves about having to not only feed them, but to eat with them, okay? You don't talk about that, but if they wanted to send them away, they didn't want to eat with them, right?
Right.
Okay. Do we moan and groan when we must do something that we don't want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do. Jesus made sure that not only was everyone fed, but there was enough leftovers for everybody. So they were fed indeed. Jesus went through their selfishness. The disciples went through their selfishness for absolutely no reason at all. No reason. The other thing I want to point out, fellowship is the will of God.
Yes.
Okay? Now, we know that He did performed a miracle with the five loaves and the two fish, which was a miracle. It also was the will of God, because Jesus, let's think about it, Jesus only did the will of his Father. So when he sat down and ate with everyone, he was performing the will of God. Nobody talks about that. But his will is for us to fellowship with one another.
I believe that.
Okay? And not just with people who look like us, not just with people that believe like us, or not just people who look like us or act like us. Okay?
Yes.
We as humans fall short in this area. Would you agree?
Yes.
If you think about it, we all need to repent for this. And me personally, I repented while preparing this sermon, okay? Because I fall short just like you and everybody else. At the end of the day, we are all God's children, right?
Right.
It is okay to fellowship with others from all walks of life. You'd be surprised. You can learn things from each other, right? If we keep an open mind.
Right.
It doesn't mean that it's going to change our belief or make us backslide or become sinners. It won't do that at all. But it'll enlighten us. Mm-hmm. How can you know what to minister about if you don't know who you're ministering to?
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
How do you know what to pray for if you don't even know the person? They walk up, pray for me. You don't even hang around them. You're not in their clique or their whatever. That's why, how do you know what you're going to be praying for, right?
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Good point.
Now, how can we be a witness to the regular folk if we are not around, if we're no show? We can't. How can we promote the kingdom of God, which is what he really wants us to do, Great Commission, when we don't fellowship with others? How can our light shine if we hide it from others, right?
Right.
How can regular folks encounter God if they're not going to church and we aren't around them? Amen. Right? Where are they going to get it from? My next point, how can we do the will of God? Now, it's the will of God to fellowship, okay? How can we do that, the will of God, if we're not willing to fellowship with others? Like I said, I had to repent for this. Because sometimes I feel that way myself. And I'm wrong. The scripture tells me I am dead wrong. And I had to repent. I'm not perfect, saints. But it's okay. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be all right. Yeah. You know, because that's why God gave me this word, you know. Because he wants to correct me out of love. And he wants to teach me. So he's doing just that. Now, anybody who says that they don't do this, is probably not being very truthful with themselves or with others,
yes.
Okay? Because we all fall
Absolutely.
Short.
Definitely.
Jesus was setting a clear example to all of us. And I read the scripture about the loaves and the fish many times, but I did not catch that part. I'm just being honest. I did not catch that part until God just showed it to me. I was like, oh my goodness. What do you know? So saints, God does this because he loves us.
Yes, he does.
And we love him too, right?
Yes.
And it is his will that everyone be saved, not just us. Just because we saved don't mean everybody else shouldn't be saved, okay?
Yes.
We're not too bougie where we like, I got saved, you did, nah, 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 nah. It doesn't work that way with God, okay? It is his, you are blessed to be saved.
Yes.
You were chosen to be saved
yes.
before you were born. So God wants everybody to come to know him. That's in the word, okay?
Yes.
Don't take my word for it, but take the word of God.
Yes.
See, we all can drink from the same cup of righteousness.
Yes.
Every last one of us.
Yes.
If we fellowship with one another.
Hmm.
Okay?
Amen.
Let's be an example to others. You know?
Yes.
If we start, each person starts on our own, to change in that area,
mm-hmm.
to start fellowship with others. We're passing it forward, playing it forward.
Yes.
Somebody else is gonna do the same thing. And before you know it, everybody be doing it.
Yes.
And wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be great to fulfill the will of God by fellowship? Jesus did.
Amen.
He taught his disciples to do it too.
Amen.
All of this over five loaves and two fish.
My God.
My Lord. So in closing, saints, I'm going to say it very simply. Fellowship is a good thing. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, in the name of Jesus we come. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much for this word. Help us, O Lord, as we repent for not fellowshipping with everybody, Lord. We know sometimes that we get in our human mind in this human condition that we just don't want to be around folk that we think ain't like us. And Father, we repent for that because that's not even your will. We're saved by the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Help us, Lord, to fellowship with one another. Get off our high horses, stop being bougie, and start fellowshipping with one another, Lord.
Yes.
For it is your will, Lord. And we're here to do your will.
Yes.
Father, I thank you for this word. I pray, Lord, that this word will go forth and people will hear it, Lord, and understand exactly what you're saying. I pray that you'll draw them to this word, Lord, and that you will be glorified in it. I thank you for the correction and love that you showed by giving me this word, Lord. And I thank you and ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.